CFB Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The defamation case against Donald Trump is over. For now, CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
A New York jury took just a short time reaching its decision in the civil defamation case against former President Donald Trump, brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. The nine-person jury awarded Carroll $83.3 million in damages.
And we just said over for now because Trump quickly announced that he'll appeal the verdict. And then there's the campaign. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, blooded. Sam Dekker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Book it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl's Center as the Badgers are back home. Game number 20 on the season, the ninth Big Ten game. So far, Greg Gard's group is 7-1 in league play, still alone in first. One half game ahead of the Purdue Boilermakers. Taking on the Michigan State Spartans, an improved team. From the last time the Badgers and Michigan State met, that was in early December in East Lansing. Wisconsin was hot from the three-point line en route to a 70-57 win at the Breslin Center. But the Spartans have won three straight, eight of their last 10, four up and four down now in the Big Ten, 12-7 overall. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll also check in with Badgers forward Marcus Hill. But coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This is the Badgers pregame show, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic as Wisconsin comes off another win against Minnesota. I probably should revise that. Comes off another very close win
against Minnesota. They seem better, don't they, the Gophers? I mean, they're not where they want to be, but they're certainly considerably better than last year. That's fair to say, is it not?
I think that's completely accurate, Matt. And I know that the Gophers are now on a four-game losing streak, but they're still 12-7. And obviously before that losing skid was 12-3. And look, I don't care how good Wisconsin is playing, to go into the barn against a rival that knows you so well and win, no matter how close, is really important. And as we've seen in the Big Ten, anybody can beat anybody. So going on the road and winning, no matter how it happens, is a big deal. And that's part of why the Badgers right now are still sitting at the top at 7-1 in Big Ten play.
Yeah, I kind of look at it the same way. If it's the, it doesn't matter what level of sport we're talking about. When you can win, when you're not at your best, I mean, when you play well, when you absolutely have to, which was what Wisconsin did, especially defensively. It's been no secret. It's been very leaky in recent games, but when the Badgers had to lock down, they did a pretty good job with that.
Yeah, I think that's so important, and I think we've probably talked about this, but even though Wisconsin is scoring at a high rate and can win games in the 70s or 80s if necessary, you're going to have to win the 61-59 kind of games that Wisconsin just had at Minnesota, especially as you get deeper into Big Ten play and teams scout you so well and defend very well. So I think this is a really important potential turning point for this program that had, as you said, struggled defensively the last few games.
I didn't get real excited in the moment with AJ Storr, the hanging on the rim and dunking, because I knew it was going to get wiped out right away. But you know, in retrospect, I can't say I've seen that much, maybe in an NBA All-Star game or something like that. Have you witnessed something like that at all in your time watching the sport?
Not that comes to my memory bank in this moment, but we should come to expect the unexpected. Has a high flyer at the rim with AJ Storr. He's so fun to watch, and he's a three-level scorer, but when he gets to the rim, watch out.
And now we all know if you're hanging on the rim and you make a play on the ball, it's a Class B technical, regardless of whether there's traffic under you, because there was traffic under Storr in the moment. Michigan State clearly playing better, which I would imagine is no great surprise to you.
Zero surprise whatsoever. Frankly, it was more surprising, Matt, that at the start of the year, Michigan State wasn't the team that we expected it to be. Obviously, the Spartans were in the top five, top 10 in the country and lost an opener that I think no one expected. But right now they come into this game having won 8 of 10 games. And this is a classic Michigan State Tom Izzo team that is getting better as the season progresses. So while you may look at the record and say, oh, Wisconsin should win this one handily, well, no, Michigan State playing good basketball. And you certainly want to keep the good vibes rolling, because it's not going to get any easier for Wisconsin in the next week.
Yeah, no doubt. Just going to get into that, because when they flip the calendar to February, it's the way it's supposed to be, right? I mean, they're going to have some very tough road trips. Nebraska, especially on the home floor, is really, really good. You find out, right? I mean, January, maybe you set yourself up, but February, the truth really starts to come to the surface, doesn't it?
Greg has talked on multiple occasions about not looking ahead to March, because you've got to play well in these months to set yourself up for a good spot, and this is the kind of week that can do that. Nebraska, the game that will stick most in my mind from this season is laying an 88-72 beat down on Purdue that I think made you realize that this Nebraska team can compete with and beat anybody. So going on the road there, Pinnacle Bank, is not going to be easy. And as we all know, next Sunday is the game against Purdue at home. I imagine that atmosphere is going to be rocking, and it's the first of two matchups that could decide the Big Ten regular season champion between Purdue and Wisconsin based on the way things have played out so far.
You may have already answered my next question here, but I was going to ask you the biggest surprise in the Big Ten, either in a good way or a not-so-good way. I mean, Northwestern is clearly really good again. Who is your biggest surprise right now as we hit the end of January?
I would have said Northwestern, largely because they've picked up some wins that I didn't anticipate, and Michigan on the other end. I mean, they're obviously dead last in the Big Ten, and things are not going well for Juwan Howard and company with the Wolverines, and they're going to have to figure out how to turn it around, but those are a couple that come to mind. I just look at the big picture overall and say there are really two or three teams that you feel like are feasible Big Ten championship contenders, and a bunch of other teams that can all beat each other. So in that sense, it's sort of quintessential Big Ten basketball. But there are a few of those, like the Nebraskas and Northwesterns, that have started to emerge on a more consistent basis.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. More to come. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight. We'll check in with Marcus Ilver in just a couple of minutes as our Badger pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We continue with our pregame coverage as the Badgers host Michigan State tonight at the Kohl Center. Time for our Badger Spotlight. And this evening, we'll visit with Marcus Ilver, the 6'9 junior from Estonia. Well, Badger fans are aware of the team's improved depth this season. And with that is a challenge. Greg Gard trying to find minutes for as many players as possible, including guys like Connor Esegian and also Marcus Ilver. The head coach has been impressed with what he's been seeing in recent weeks from Ilver. Actually, probably more than recent weeks. He's gotten stronger, and according to the head coach, Ilver has become more than simply a three-point shooter, and that's something that Marcus has felt as well as he tries to earn more minutes out on the floor.
Obviously, three-point shooting has always been like one of my strengths, but I know I got to do more than that, especially in a program like Wisconsin. If you want to see the floor, you got to play defense. Like, it's a no-brainer, and so in the summer, you know, you try to get more physical. I mean, I was working on my shot a lot to get it more consistent. I feel like this year it's been showing a little bit when I'm knocked it down, and I'm